He's gone! I scream when Chu and Pity catch up to me. The pain is so great now that I have to sit down. Saying nothing, Chu takes her scarf and wraps it around my foot to stop the bleeding. Come, we have to go, she says sympathetically. He's gone! Leave him behind. We have to go. I stand up and limp around for a few more minutes looking for the Yuan, but he is nowhere to be seen. They walk ahead of me as I hobble slowly behind them. Along the way, we do not talk about it, and they do not ask me about the man's penis. I wonder if Chu will tell Kim or Pity will tell her family. For me, the humiliation is too much, the terror too real to relive by bringing it up. I am determined to keep my secret until the day I die. Once we reach our meeting place, Pity leaves and goes her separate way. Chu and I continue on in silence.
You were gone all morning, and these small piles are all you brought? The mother hollers at us when we get home.
Chu and I nod.
And what happened to you?
She asks, noticing my foot. I stepped on a piece of broken glass, I tell her.
Careless, lazy girl! You are so stupid you will amount to nothing!
No, you're wrong. I am going to be somebody great, I mutter to her.
What? Are you talking back to me?
She walks up to me and pushes my forehead with her index finger, spits at my feet.
You will never be great. What makes you think you will be great? You are nothing. You are an orphan. You'll only be somebody if you become a hooker.
Her words ring in my ears as hate pulsates through my body.
I will not become a hooker,
I reply indignantly, turning my back to her and hobbling away. Later, crouching near a bush, hugging my knees to my chest, the mother's words echo in my mind, and despair creeps into my heart. She is right. I am an orphan with no future. What will happen to me? Then, as I sit in the woods in a corner of the world, hiding from a war I know little about, I hear Pa's voice.
No one knows how precious you are. You are a diamond in the rough, and with a little polishing, you will shine,
Pa whispers softly. His gentle words bring a small smile to my lips. The mother may not give me the love I crave, but I know what it feels like to be loved. Pa loved me and believed in me. With that little reminder from him, I know the foster mother is wrong about me. I do possess the one thing I need to make something of myself one day. I have everything my pa gave me.